From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Jonathan Aull, in for Abby Larico. 18-year-old John Hayes recently joined a rare group of scouts by earning every merit badge available in Scouting America.
Keep pushing yourself. Try harder and harder at things. It's good to fail, of course. That's a big thing with scouts, because when you fail, you learn.
St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more from Hayes' Court of Honor ceremony coming up on The Gateway. State attorneys will take center stage this week in a trial that could reshape Missouri abortion regulations. As Noah Taborda reports, they'll call on witnesses who will argue these laws should remain intact.
Dr. Ingrid Skop, a vice president of the National Anti-Abortion Charlotte Lozier Institute, set the basis last week for the state's argument that existing regulations don't inherently prevent providers from offering abortions. Instead, she suggested they give women the time and information necessary to make an informed decision. But her testimony ran contrary to what Planned Parenthood leaders and staff said during the first week of trial. They framed the regulations as overly burdensome, often imposing impossible standards that few other forms of healthcare face. This week, the state will call additional witnesses, including women who they say regret having an abortion. I'm Noah Taborda.
In the time of Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights movement in education was a battleground over access. But in today's society, it's a battleground over what's taught in the classroom. That's according to the keynote speaker at the University of Missouri St. Louis's annual MLK Day event yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports.
Mary Elizabeth Grimes delivered the keynote address on UMSL's campus. She's the president of the Catholic Marian Middle School in St. Louis. In King's time, the Little Rock Nine fought for access to education. But today, she says schools debate what can be taught in history. Grimes encouraged young people to take action. She says King warned against staying silent with this famous quote.
"We will have to repent," he said, "in this generation, not merely for the hateful words of bad people, but for the appalling silence of good people."
An essay written by King in 1948 while in college inspired Grimes. King argues education with just intelligence and not character misses the mark. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Alderman Shane Cohn says city residents will have to wait a bit longer for red light cameras to return to the streets. Cohn represents the 3rd Ward, which covers Dutchtown and other southeast St. Louis neighborhoods. He sponsored the legislation authorizing automated traffic enforcement and using the proceeds to fund drivers' education. Cohn told the Politically Speaking podcast the city has had to put the contract back out for bid because the companies who originally responded could not meet the city's requirements.
There are now even more layers of concerns since we have a new federal administration who is obviously overexerting their policing powers.
Cohn says he does not believe the city will have to change the legislation to add protections for the data. County clerks from across Illinois are warning voters that a new U.S. Postal Service policy will affect voting by mail. Capital News Illinois reports that mail ballots will still be counted as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. But the new USPS rule requires mail to be postmarked when they arrive at a distribution center instead of where they're first picked up. Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman says this means voters will have to mail in their ballots before each Election Day.
"This is an unknown now. Where previously we had a pinpoint date, have it in the mail by Election Day so that it's postmarked by Election Day so that we can count your vote. Now that is an open question mark of when will it make it through a distribution center."
County clerks are encouraging people to mail their ballots as early as possible to make sure they are counted. St. Louis music fans can learn more about emo when a Washington University graduate student hosts a conference on the genre this spring. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, organizers say it's time the genre gets an academic focus.
Washington University School of Music will hold the conference on April 10th and 11th. The free 2-day event will cover the genre's evolution. It'll include authors, scholars, and musicians from the genre that took off about 40 years ago in Washington, D.C. Varun Chandrasekhar is a Ph.D. candidate at Washington University and is hosting the conference. He says it's time to take a critical look at the genre that has shaped popular and underground music.
"We felt this was a good way to do all of that, to really show both what caring for this music looks like and what we can do and what we can understand about ourselves and culture when we care for the music."
The conference will end with a concert at Platypus in the Grove. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Young people involved in scouting earn badges for gaining skills in things like fishing, music, and even nuclear science. It takes 21 badges to become an Eagle Scout, the top rank in scouting. That requirement was too easy for one scout in Missouri. He earned 140 badges, joining a rare group of scouts that worked to earn every merit badge possible. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Scouting America's Court of Honor ceremony formally recognizes scouts for their achievements. And on this day, it's being held for 18-year-old John Hayes. It begins with a color guard. Scouts from Missouri's Great Rivers Council, dressed in tan and green uniforms, march in holding flags of the United States and the city of Lake Ozark.
Attention, color guard, forward march.
That's followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. And Master of Ceremonies John Detzel talks about the importance of the Scout Law as he reads from an old Scout handbook.
Here's my favorite ones. A Scout is trustworthy. A Scout's honor is to be trusted.
As he continues reciting the law, a beaming Hayes wearing a sash full of badges stands nearby. Later, he talks about his merit badge journey, many of which were also earned through STEM programs in the Greater St. Louis Area Council.
It all started back in Cub Scouts. I didn't really get the passion to get all merit with a merit badge because I didn't know about merit badges and scouts. But I had an amazing den chief, Dave Weaver. He ignited my passion for scouting in a very strong way. I started to love every bit of it.
It didn't take long for Hayes, then an 11-year-old, to set a lofty goal.
Did my first merit badge. Thought it was pretty cool.
That one was for space exploration.
Did my second merit badge. I was like, I'm going to do every single one of these.
And that was a big dream. The number of merit badges has grown over the years from just 14 in the early 1900s when scouting began to more than 100 by the time Hayes began collecting them. Amanda Hayes says scouting gave her son opportunities to travel the world and learn some valuable life skills, like how to provide first aid. She also made a deal with him since there can be out-of-pocket costs for badges. She told him if he saved his money and paid his own merit badges, she'd handle everything else.
And he did that. He's paid for every single merit badge he did. And I said, I'll cover the gas and my time. You cover all your merit badges.
And out of the 140, Hayes has a favorite.
Climbing was my favorite one. At the Lake Ozark Scout Reservation, I took the climbing ridge like 7 to 10 times, somewhere around there, which just kept going back to do it. I loved it so much.
And the last badge he earned was for bugling. Hayes has been a member of Troop 21 in the Great Rivers Council since he started earning badges. The council serves youth in 33 counties in central and northeast Missouri. But he's not the only scout in the state who has achieved all the merit badges. Brandon Barrett, a St. Louis area Eagle Scout, also recently gained 141 badges after a new one was added last year. John Fapsitz, scout executive for the Great Rivers Council, says earning the merits does require a lot of time and energy, but it's worth it.
So it's an introduction again to those potential careers, hobbies, things to interest a kid on what they want to do with the rest of their life.
And Hayes has already made a decision about careers. He has a student pilot license and started flying airplanes a year ago. He wants to be a professional pilot, just like his grandfather, who is an aviation merit badge counselor. And he has a bit of advice for younger scouts.
Keep pushing yourself. Try harder and harder at things. It's good to fail, of course. That's a big thing with scouts, because when you fail, you learn. And be a good person. I'm sad that it's always all over, but I mean, it's good to have it done.
Now, John Hayes joins a special group of just over 600 scouts who earned as many merit badges as they could. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
That story was edited by our Brian Moline. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. But today, we're going to end with some music from the MLK Day celebration at UMSL that Will Bauer reported on. This is Sheldon's All-Star Chorus, high school seniors from around the area that performed yesterday. We are a member. member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. I'm Jonathan Aull, in for Abby Lirico today because Abby was up celebrating last night. She is a proud graduate of Indiana University, so she took today off to celebrate her Hoosiers winning the national championship in football. In addition, our Sarah Fentum, health reporter, also an IU graduate, and she was at the alumni watch party at Fallon's in Olivet when the final whistle blew. Congratulations to all you Hoosiers. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gate. Oh, me? I went to Western Illinois University, so there's no problem with me ever having to take a day off to celebrate a national championship. Still, go Leathernecks.